20 minutes until the top of the hour. The Capitol is a quiet place this week. The House and Senate returning after Thanksgiving. 6 weeks from tomorrow is the new session of the Congress. And boy, a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. Fox's Jared Halpern live in Washington with the House GOP leader and expected House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Over the weekend, he said he would follow through on a pledge to remove three Democrats from a pair of House committees. How is the agenda setting looking for the new leadership in the House?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's part of, I think, sort of what's being dubbed as sort of a revenge tour by House Republicans. We're really upset with the way that Speaker Pelosi ran the House over the last couple of years, particularly as it relates to removing some members from their committees, including Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so the minority leader, soon to be Speaker, we believe, Kevin McCarthy, has indicated that there are a couple of Democrats he thinks should not be on committees, including Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Those are usually things that are going to require a full vote in the House, and that will be interesting to see sort of how this Republican majority is able to move together on votes like that, especially if this is really just a 2 or 3 seat margin. And so look for that to be sort of part of what the Republicans come out to do. I think you're going to see a lot, as we saw last week, with oversight. Clearly, the House Oversight Committee has indicated that they are going to be investigating Hunter Biden and his business dealings, suggesting that there is evidence that Joe Biden has been, involved in some of these business dealings with his son Hunter. And so that's going to be a big part, too, because legislatively, there are going to be limits here to what Republicans can do. They're going to have a very slim majority in the House. They do not have control of the Senate. They do not have control of the White House. So they're not going to be able to push through a lot legislatively. What they are going to be able to do is try and do some of these other oversight issues and move to do some of the same things that they felt were unfair that Republicans did as it relates to committee assignments, as it relates to some of the COVID policies as well. Proxy voting will no longer be a part of what the House does. These metal detectors that have been up in the aftermath of January 6th will come down as well around the House chamber.
House and Senate return after Thanksgiving, and we'll be all over the story as that happens. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. As always, thanks.